Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. I am so excited to introduce you to my dear friend, Brian Underwood, who is the CEO and founder of Prove It. Prove It is a company that I have used their products for, the last 3 or 4 years. Absolutely love it. It's actually part of my morning routine every single day. And had the opportunity of bringing him on. If you want to find out anything about the supplement products that they have, you can go to proveitnow.com. Again, proveitnow.com, and you can find out about all the different supplements that they have there. The main thing I wanted to let you guys know is Brian has been an entrepreneur for years. He's a man who has had the opportunity of growing and scaling businesses, but most importantly, really being able to cast a vision throughout his entire business. Not only the vision for his employees to understand so they can be a part of it, but also they can actually cast a vision out to his customers and cast a vision to his sales team. And that's why I wanted to bring Brian on. We started the podcast and had a couple little glitches, so there might be some audio issues here. We'll try to work them out, but just realize the content is worth sticking in and listening to the end. So, Mr. Brian Underwood, welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, it's great to be on. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad to finally had the opportunity of getting you here.
Yeah, no, it's been a whirlwind. It seems like yesterday we were in California for, Tony's birthday. And then COVID hit, and then it's like a year, we just like fast forwarded a year, and here we are. So it's great to see you again. It's been too long, and it's a pleasure to be on.
Well, thanks. I'm so happy to have you here. So give people a little bit of idea as far as how did Prove It come around? How did you come up with this? I mean, for those of you guys who don't know who Brian is, this is literally the entrepreneur of all entrepreneurs. He's been doing this thing for a long time. He's had the ups and downs that we all experience. But I think the cool part is you've just had an ability to really grow this company super fast.
Well, I mean, first of all, I appreciate the kind words. And I think that you, like me, or just like any entrepreneur, all of us are on the same journey. I know that sounds super cliche, right? It's like this jargon word, life is a journey. It's not the destination. But I think that, for me, it hasn't been just an easy road. It hasn't been simple, but it's been worth it. And I think, the most important thing was really identifying why we're doing what we're doing. And I know that you're the exact same way, Dave, and ClickFunnels is that sometimes the most inspiration or the biggest visions come to us when our back's against the wall, when something is happening that didn't go the way that we planned. I hate to use the word failure, but the greatest learning lessons. And, you and I have known each other a long time. And, my biggest thing is just getting out there and my biggest focus or vision has really been trying to do it differently, trying to do something that hasn't been done or, just play bigger. And sometimes that's got me in trouble because it has you venture into the bleeding edge of technology where you're competing with people that have tens of millions of dollars in startup money or Silicon Valley money. And I had to learn a lesson real quick, like that, focus on what you're good at. And one of the things that, I became good at because of a lot of hard work and time and school of hard knocks is just people, and being able to relate to people. And so I think that that's the model that we use is like, if we know how to relate to people and we know that we can develop a community to give people the ability to contribute and to grow, let's use that as our strength rather than trying to outspend someone or out technology them. And that's kind of what we did with Prove It was to get this product and this message and this technology out to the world. We knew that the number one thing was going to be to educate people and give them value, not just try to sell them on it. And the best way to do that was to build a community around it to support that vision and that initiative.
Well, I love it. Again, I take your products every single day. It's been something that's been fun for me, but most importantly, really to see how that community has grown. Again, you started at a time where ketones and this whole keto diet really wasn't that popular. I was really introduced to this whole ketone thing through you and through white powder and little plastic baggies there for a while. But it was fascinating because for me, I love the product, but I think the part I've learned the most is I've had the opportunity of going to you to where you've spoken to large events and to see the community that exists there. And I'd like to kind of have you kind of answer, how do you build those types of communities? We're all about helping businesses build a culture and really trying to make sure that they understand there these days, every product is so easily commoditized that the key is how do you actually scale and grow a business by having a community of people. Again, I've always looked at Apple and tried to model some of the stuff they've done, but you guys have done an amazing job at building a very, very solid community.
Well, I appreciate that. And I think that's one of our strongest points. And I think, I was reading a book not too long ago on management, and it was just talking about leadership is not an authoritative position. And I think that if people don't buy into who you are and what you're doing, but the reason why you're doing, then you're not going to get as effective or efficient work from those individuals, right? And that would be like, say, we have our internal employee or staff, and then you have our external sales force, the community, that are all independent salespeople, or they're independent entrepreneurs, as you would call them. And I think that the most important thing for anyone, if you're looking to lead other people, is making sure that you're leading, number one, with your heart. Like, if they can't buy into why you're doing what you're doing and they can't see what's in it for them, then, and a lot of times what's in it for them might not be the same thing that you might be in it for. You know, some people might be in it for money, and yes, that might be the ultimate goal, but you got to remember, I think 90% of the people out there in the world, they're looking to grow. They're looking to be fulfilled. They're looking for someone to teach them what to do and how to do it. And, I think one of the most important components to our community, is making sure that, everyone can come as they are, and we have something for everyone, depending on what type of transferable skills they can bring to the table, or what type of desire, what they're looking for. You've always heard the whole adage, it takes a village. Well, in a village, not everyone is going to be the super duper sales star. There's some people just as happy being a supportive role or being a growing role or, being a part-timer and things of that nature. So, what we are constantly looking to improve on and get better with is making sure that we can reinforce value for everyone, not just the super duper star, if that makes sense.
I love that. I think that so often people forget that. Everyone always, you take a look even at any influencer or anything else, it's always about them. It's always about the superstar. And I think that's as I take a look at ClickFunnels and how we've been able to grow, it's really been trying to focus from an internal standpoint, from our own employees and people who work with us, is casting that vision as far as why we're doing what we're doing. You know, we talk about what we do matters. And for us, I really hope that the people who work with us really feel that deep down inside, that what we do truly does, it really does matter. It's changing the lives. It's empowering other entrepreneurs around the world. So for us, that's one of the things. As CEO, I'm always trying to figure out different ways of leading and guiding in that area. But I think as I've had the opportunity of really watching you, your team inside of your company has grown. You've had to grow a ton. You guys have had massive, massive growth. How have you guys scaled and had people still feel a part of it from the startup to where you guys are now?
I think we compartmentalize pretty well. And I think you hit the nail on the head just a second ago. Is I think that it's a two-way street. So if any entrepreneurs listen to this and they're a part of the ClickFunnels community, right? Is you also, they have to understand their value. Like for them utilizing ClickFunnels and being an entrepreneur and going out there and creating sales, they're also providing jobs internally to support them, right? So as ClickFunnels has gotten larger, every person that is a user of ClickFunnels is also a contributor to that economy. Because you all have an entire staff of walk through your buildings. And, I think that's the first thing that we always try to give people the tangibility. In this virtual world, a lot of times if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. And so internally, what we've done very well is we've compartmentalized our departments, but we've kept it lean. Very few companies can operate at the level that we are from a revenue standpoint. I always say it's small but mighty. And I think one of the reasons, I read a management book years ago, and the management book literally talked about efficiency. And I think any entrepreneur can get this too. It's like sometimes when you grow numbers of people, you grow more headaches because there's more personalities. There's, you know, and I'll never forget my first corporate job. We were in and out of meetings, and we had a meeting to talk about a meeting to go into another meeting. And then we had a debrief on the meetings that we went in. It was like, when is there time to do work? You know, and then you always have these workers that are doing all the work. And what we really do is we, my point being is sometimes when you scale and you hire, you can lose efficiency. And so, you know, there is a love and war of that. But one of the things that we've been, you know, we have more of a linear approach, more of a flat line when our sales and marketing. So every department is communicating with each other. We have a lot of buy-in of helping one another. But we haven't just hired managers to manage project or do project management. We like to hire doers. And what we find is doers do, and they work with each other to support. And, you know, and then manufacturing, that's a completely different level. You know, as we manufacture, we have hundreds of people working in the labs, in logistics, getting product out. And that runs a little bit more, traditional, Salesforce. But one of the things that's always worked for us is to make sure that they are visibly seen, you know, all of the provers and the people that are selling and the independent distributors. So for instance, we do a lot of lab tours. This year we didn't, but when we do, we have all of the independent salespeople send in cards and notes, or we won a couple tours. We had all of them write thank yous on all the windows in the lab.
Like, oh, that's
cool. You matter, appreciate it. You know, and I think that a lot of times, you know, there's one distinct thing about human beings. We all want to be needed and known. And I think that if we can just remember that and lead with our heart and remember that everyone is a lot like us, we all want to be needed and known. We all have a level that we want to feel significance and the ability to contribute. And if you do that, you know, and you can get buy-in and you can respect that in others, then I think you don't ever have to lead with authority.
Man, I love that idea as far as needed and known. I think that's the part that I know is we're a completely remote company. And I know as I take a look at other companies who are trying to scale and grow, we started off remote, so it wasn't as impactful, I guess, or didn't hurt us as much as it hurt a lot of the other companies who had to go remote due to this whole COVID thing. But I know as I've spoken to a lot of other entrepreneurs and people who are founders, that's the biggest struggle they have these days is how do they actually help the people who work for them feel that they're known and feel that they're needed and that they're not just another number and that they're just a little tiny square on a Zoom page as they're logging in. And I'm kind of curious, how do you actually, what have you done to really help your team feel that needed and known? You gave an example. So far as
I'm glad you're bringing that up. This is because this is who I am in business. Right. And I know most people that are listening to this, they don't know who I am. And it doesn't matter who I am, but maybe based on my wisdom and all my learning lessons, if there's any one nugget you could take from me, I hope this would be the nugget, right? And it's something that I learned from my dad, from other mentors of mine, and that's doing the little things. Like little things are the big things. And so when you look at, you know, ClickFunnels as an organization is very similar to us, is you have your internal support team, which, you know, you all get together, you know, some of your key members come into the office so you all can mix it up and share energy, but we're remote too. But a lot of our key members come into the office, the marketing sales office here in Kentucky, and it's fun to feed off each other's energy. But the majority of our staff is remote. All of our customer service is remote. And so internally, we do a lot of internal recognition from, it replicates what we do for our external sales force, which you all do very similar stuff. We call it our heart center. And the heart center was replicated based on what I learned from my dad and from some of my mentors. And so, you know, there's a whole adage in our industry that's called, you know, recognition, that babies cry for it, grown men die for it, is the one liner that I've always heard for 27 years. And for me, Dave, and I think you can say, I think it's so important to recognize achievement, and every company recognizes achievement. You understand what I mean? But it's important because people have to see that they can do it. It's the Roger Bannister 4-minute mile. But for us, the heart center was more about recognizing the most common component or the newest link in the thread. Like, what is that common component? And so our heart center is what we call it because it's the heartbeat of our business, right? People are the heartbeat of everyone's business. No matter how good you are remotely, no matter how good you are technology-wise, guess who's working that technology? It's a person behind the computer. It's a person programming. It's a person writing copy. It's a person editing a video. It's a person putting their passion on a page. And so that's why we call it the Heart Center. And the Heart Center is our recognition team that we recognize everything. And Dave, I know you've gotten some cards from us. I know that, you know.
I love them. So I love my wife. She just, it's always so appreciative. She's like, oh my gosh, why does Brian keep sending us all this stuff? I feel so bad. I need to send him something. So there's a lot of reciprocity that we've got of guilt.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I heard, you know, Russell say one time, this was 12 or 15 years ago, maybe it's 12 years ago. I don't remember the time frame. It was a long time ago. The point is, I'll never forget him talking about him doing a newsletter when everybody was doing email. Because now all of a sudden, when you get something in mail, people are like, wow, it's like tangible. I can actually read it. And my dad used to always tell me the power of a handwritten card. Like, it doesn't matter what it says. It's the fact that you take time to handwrite a card and send it out. And so we send it out for anyone, like someone that's going through a tough time. Our customer service communicates with our Heart Center, and we send them a card. Hey, sorry about your rough time. Hopefully we got the problem fixed. Just want to let you know that you do matter to us. And then it's a card going out to them, not just an email, you know, or let's say your dog dies. You know, I love dogs. I like dogs maybe more than people. but we have feelers out there, right? It's a small, even though it's a big community, it's small and tight knit. When someone dog dies, we recognize that. We let them know that they matter, not just because of the sales they're bringing in. So we'll send them a blanket with their dog's name on it and this like beautiful poem. And my point isn't about the gift. It's about recognizing all of the opportunities that all of us have had to go through in our lives that we've had to overcome to become. So it might be the person that gets their first three sales. It might be the person that hasn't got a sale in 5 months. And so we have leadership, you know, let us know that both internally with our employees and externally, right? Our internal employees, we always do fun things, whether it's, you know, appreciation and recognition cards or gift cards or send them a meal or something of that nature. And my point is I don't think it's the gift, it's the thought, and it's taking the time to say, hey, we see you, we acknowledge you, and we do appreciate you, just like writing on the windows at the labs, you know, for the line workers. You know, I think that that's just paying it forward. And I think that everyone can start that muscle. Even if you don't have a team that's supporting you, we all have people supporting us, whether it's in the Starbucks line or whether it's, you know, the toll booth or whatever. And I'm saying this, I'm not perfect at it, but I do know I feel 10 times better when I do it. If I go through the Starbucks line and I pay for the person's cup behind me and then I tip the bill, for instance. And so my point being is like, we've really fostered that. And the unique thing about our community is now all the leaders do that with their sales teams too, you know, so they all have their virtual assistant, their assistants, and they're all sending out hundreds of cards a week, handwritten cards, you know, to their customers and to their other sales agents. So it's pretty cool.
So I love that. It's interesting. We've learned so much from you and people like you in your industry about this recognition. It's why we started our whole Two Comma Club Awards. And now we're seeing a lot of our own customers having awards and prizes and recognition for the people they work with. And for me, there's a ton of appreciation just to see how it is. It gets paid forward. I'm really curious, as far as your Heart Center, is that like a group of people in your team? Is it just kind of a philosophy? Is there people who are actually?
I mean, it's a philosophy. So how this all came about is about 15 years ago, I hired an assistant, and the number one goal that I wanted her to do was create this networking sheet for me. So when I meet Dave Woodward, you know, the first time I meet him, I have a conversation with him. I send him a card saying, hey, it's nice to meet you. And I've always been really good on the front end, Dave. Like, you know, you're like me. Like, we move 1,000 miles a minute and we give. But sometimes, like, you know, there's so many things coming at us. And so a mentor of mine told me one time, Brian, you're great on the front end, right? But then what happens after 90 days? And so I said, listen, I want you to create a spreadsheet. And it's almost like a networking spreadsheet. So then when I meet Dave Woodward, you know, I send him a thank you card. But now today, there's so many different types of ways to touch someone. You know, so there's send them a snail mail, then send them a text, then send them an email, and then send them a present, and then send them a birthday present, have their anniversary, and like network all these things, but then put it in a system to where it's seamless. So then I'm touching Dave, once every 4 to 8 weeks, regardless, right? You know, not too much, but enough to just keep touching to let Dave know that, hey, listen, even though just like a year's gone by, Dave, you and I haven't spent any time together. We haven't spent any time on the phone. However, I've touched you 3 or 4 times this year.
Absolutely.
Or maybe a dozen, a half dozen. And that's important to me because my time with you has always been pleasant. I've always enjoyed it. I've always learned. We've always, you know, grown together, regardless if it was in an environment where we were learning, right, from maybe a business that didn't go the way we wanted it to, or whether it was brainstorming on things that were going great for ClickFunnels, right? That inspires me and that energy. And so so it started as an assistant 10 years ago that failed miserably at putting it together to when we started Prove It. I kept going to different staff members saying, I want to make this, but now all of a sudden, I don't want to just make this for Brian Underwood. I want to make this for our entire company, you know? And so that's what we've done. So we have an entire staff that all they do, our number one line item for expense in our marketing department is our heart center. And it's
really,
I mean, it's everything from, I'll give you an example, and this is kind of the extreme. It's not about the present, but it's sometimes, you know, some people like designer stuff and they've never had a designer thing, right? So we had an event 2 weeks ago. It was a great event. And I threw out a challenge for people to show up and help support it. It was a virtual event. But when there's people virtually live in the studio, it creates energy and you feed off each other's energy. So you come across better in front of the camera when there's other energy and we had production, right? And we had about a dozen people show up to help us train, support, energy. And so we were just talking about Blue Ocean. I know that you remember the Blue Ocean strategy book. I used to train on it all the time, back in the Ripplin days. And, and so we started talking about Blue Ocean and different things of that nature. And so these Christian Louis Vuittons, which I never knew what these were until about 6 years ago. And, some of the team taught me, but they're the red bottom shoes, right? And they have these new tennis shoes that the bottoms of them are like sharks. So it's shark soles. And so literally we bought all 12 of the people that showed up without them knowing it. And they just, you know, they're getting ready to receive them in the mail. They're actually at the office right now today. So we sign up to our office and then we send them out with handwritten cards. And we're saying, hey, keep leading, keep showing up, keep being a shark and seeking the blue ocean.
Cool.
So we're sending 12 of them out. My point being is we have an entire staff that the only thing they're dedicated to is touching and making people feel good. So that's scouring Facebook, Instagram. It's talking to leaders. It is recognizing, you know, on the onset, getting everybody's birthday, anniversaries, important dates. And then we have different tiers of it. And so it's really good, you know, specialists or individuals that are friends of the company like yourself. You know, we want to make sure that you get products frequently and you get the newest flavors, because if you get them and you're excited, you're going to tell 4 people. And it's just, it's a good way to promote the brand, you know, and so that's what we do.
Oh, I love it. It's so funny because every time I get a new flavor, it's on Instagram right away because I love the new flavors. But then the crazy part is everyone's like, well, how do I get that? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't think you can. Like, what do you mean you can't? I'm like, they don't even have it out yet. And so you guys have done such a great job. And for us, it's so funny you mentioned that because we've always talked about, you know, Dream 100 strategies. And the biggest problem most of us have, and again, myself included on this, and that is I'm real good, as you mentioned, up front. It's all the stuff on the back end. It's like, oh, shoot, it's been 90 days. It's been 6 months. And then I see him. I'm like, oh, man, I should have said something.
Yeah, and your heart's there, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I love that guy. Like, why don't I stay in touch with him? It's, time just moves so fast today. You know, I mean, it's a blessing and a curse. But, and it's still a work in progress, our heart center.
I love that idea.
It's still a work in progress, you know, and because we want it to be authentic and real.
Yeah.
And that's the spirit of it. So some of the stuff that we do, it's not just canned, because you can't predict when someone's dog's going to die or things of that nature. So we have like our beats and drums that are just fundamentals. And we have that with our employees too, right? Like every one of our employees, we have all their important dates. And then, we also, even virtually, we try to forge that relationship even in a virtual sense. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Brian, I miss you so much. I can't wait to get together in real time, face to face. But I get it. I thank you so much. For those people who want to find out more about you, go to getproveit.com. Again, if nothing else, make sure you buy the ketones. I love them. People always ask, well, what do you do as part of your morning routine? My morning routine is I'm always having ketones. I have them usually twice a day. I'm on the caffeine-free kick these days because I've got way too much energy going on. So I'm doing much more of the caffeine-free than I am caffeinated ones. But I absolutely love the ketones. And I've learned so much from you. And a lot of it goes back to what you just said as far as this whole heart center. It is something we will be doing more of here at ClickFunnels. I appreciate the reminder, Brian, so much of that. Just because, and I think anybody who's listening to this, if you're listening to this, you probably have a real big heart. It's kind of the people who are attracted to ClickFunnels. As an entrepreneur, you've got a passion, you've got a mission, you've got a goal or something out there to really strive. And I love that idea. So, Brian, before I let you go, any other parting words for our audience? Anything you should recommend they do?
I would say this is, number one, our Instagram is Just Prove It. So just prove it. If you want to go to @JustProveIt. But listen, I agree with you, Dave. And I think that it's so important for people that are listening that, there's a million ways to make $1 million. There just is. And I know this is something that you all reinforce all the time, but make sure that you find something that you do what you love, that you're passionate about, and lead with your heart. Don't just get sold into something because money's the easiest thing in the world to fix, but your happiness is not. And I think that a lot of people don't realize that. In my parting words, I would just encourage and challenge everyone to not go find happiness because you can't find it. Right? Natural happiness is only moments of happiness. You have to create happiness by what you focus on. And, focus on the good things in your life, the things to be grateful for, the contribution that each and every one of you can make. And I know that's what ClickFunnels is about. And that's why, I love spending time with you, Dave, and everyone in the community. And so with that being said, I would just challenge everyone, find happiness. It's inside of you. Keep contributing. And listen, the thing about like ClickFunnels, just like Prove It, just like any platform, is find a group of people that inspire you to be the best version of yourselves and go for it. So that's it.
I love it. Thanks so much, my friend. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take care. Thanks.
Well, I hope you absolutely loved all the value of that podcast. Speaking of value right now, one of the things we're really trying to do is over-deliver. And the thing we've seen that has probably created the greatest opportunity for us to over-deliver to all of you, and that is our One Funnel Away Challenge. In fact, you can actually see it at clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. Again, clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. If you've gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge in the past, this is something totally new. We started the One Funnel Away Challenge back in 2018, and it is now 2.5 years later, we decided to completely redo it. Everything brand new. Simplifying the process, making it just as easy as possible for you to get results quick. Just spend 30 minutes every single day, and what you're going to get is Russell teaching you exactly what you need to do to get your funnel up and running in the next 30 days. So go to clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA, and you get all the details there. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.